So my mom's campaign to get me to have a daughter began when I was 10 years old. Don't get me wrong, she wasn't an advocate for teen pregnancy. She just wanted to lay the groundwork. Of course, my response was, ew, mom, that's totally gross. But I sort of realized the benefits of it a little bit later when the sex education talk came along. And instead of abstinence, fire, brimstone, and condoms, she said, now, if you ever get pregnant, remember, I will take the baby. I will raise your child. So that gave me a fantastic cruisy college career and no offspring. My sort of career of what I do with childhood or children went through a rocky path of I'm going to never do what my mom says, I'm never having kids, to kind of acceptance of, well, actually, maybe I'll be just like my mom, have one boy, one girl, it'll be happy families, to finally just realization that the universe was going to do whatever it wanted to do with me. So 37 years, mostly singledom and emigration to Australia, which didn't really help with that condition. And I'd sort of given up on the child thing. And then I met a wonderful, caring, gentle, compassionate man named Frank, and my life changed. And last Christmas, I was fortunate enough that my mom came over to Tasmania with us, and we had a family vacation with Frank's 9-year-old daughter. At the dinner table one night, my mom was saying how, you know, as a mother, you never understand what it's like to love somebody until you become a mother, and you love that person more than you could ever love anybody else. And Georgia, Frank's 9-year-old daughter, piped up and said, well, Kamar's already a mother. She's got me. Thank you.